Hi, Shalom. It's Brother Yashamar Zakar from the Israelite Report, IsraeliteTimes.com, upon my watch. All praises are definitely due to Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shah. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. Things are getting heated up, and I've been... There's so much news going on. It's funny how you can go from one day it seems like not much is happening, and then the next day, you know, the shit is hitting the fan. And it's hitting the fan. And, you know, of course, you got the situation in Iran. You got that going on. But on the home front, you have this situation where you have, and I believe these are agents, but they're there to stir up trouble. You have these individuals now that are protesting for Palestine, and they're screaming death to America. And some of you may have seen these videos on social media. Some of you may not have seen it, but that's becoming a big talking point all of a sudden. But just within the past few days. And I'm sitting here going, well, damn. And then you just had the movie Civil War, which I haven't watched it yet, but I guess this movie Civil War came out. And what have we been telling you, brothers, that there's going to be a civil war? It's getting ready to pop off. And then all of a sudden, this movie Civil War pops off, and now you have these different pro-Palestine groups or just protesters against America. They're running around screaming death to America. And I got this from Fox News. There was a video from Fox News that I watched, so I didn't get the article. But, I took a little bit of notes. It says here, pro-Palestinian protesters went to Chicago. One organizer taught the crowd how to chant death to Israel in Persian. In the Persian, and whatever that language is or whatever. But then a chant of death to America broke out. So the people are tying Israel and America together, and they, you know, and they're screaming death to both. Now, you may have agents at the forefront of this, but the people that they are, what's the word I'm looking for? The people that they're talking to, or their followers, right? Y'all know what I'm trying to say. The people that have taken a liking onto this movement, they're sincere. They really do feel that way. It's very interesting. So, man, things are getting stirred up for real, man. I don't know, bro. This shit is getting ready to hit the fan for real, man. It's too much going on. And, I always
try to not get overly excited. But, I mean, damn. Earthquakes everywhere. People are bugging out, losing their damn mind. Killing each other. Russia at war with Ukraine. Israel at war with, they're starting off a war with Iran and already got a situation in with Palestine. Man, it's a lot of shit going on, man. These African countries are taking on this digital ID thing that Bill Gates is pushing, which is setting up the mark of the beast, the microchip. It's a lot of shit going on. And again, I don't like to jump the gun, but damn. This shit feels different, man. You know, last year I was like, God damn it, just push the button already. Just hurry up and push the goddamn button. This year I'm like, ooh. I still want them to push the button, but damn, there's a lot of things popping off right now. You got Esau, Edomites, screaming death to America. Because they're pissed off about what's happening with Israel and Palestine. You know, with Gaza, with, you know, on the Gaza Strip. And what's going on with Israel. I'm talking about the small hatters, not us, not the real Israelites, but the small hatters, what's happening over there. And they're, man, this is just about to hit the fan. I want to get this. This is 2 Ezra 15:14. Woe to the world and them that dwell therein. This is a woe. Woe meaning destruction. For the sword and their destruction draweth nigh. And one people shall stand up and fight against another. And swords in their hands. And that's what we're about to see, man. It's about to be a civil war out here. And all we need is for Trumpy to be up on stage running his goddamn mouth. Because you know if there's anybody that can start some shit, it's Trump. See, he's been quiet because he's going through these court cases and they're putting on a show and all this theater. I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is just April. By the time we get to August, man, we're going to see some August, September, man. You know, the election is in November. That's why I keep saying, you know, August, September-ish. A lot of people talk about October. No, but I think before then, I think, man, you really going to see some real shit because Trump going to be running his mouth by August. Because I think you have the, what is it? The conventions, the Democratic convention, the Republican convention. So he's the one, he's the nominee of the Republicans. So he got to talk at some point. He can't just, the news can't just put him in a corner forever. You know, the media, I mean, the news media, the political news media, they're going to have to allow this man to talk. Again, man, it's getting real. Now, and I tell you, brothers, go watch those videos. Go on social media and just look up Death to America. Go, matter of fact, go to Twitter, go to X and look it up and watch, man. Both parties are saying, we got a problem. These people are screaming Death to America. It's really gotten this far. Even if it's staged, I want y'all to understand something. Even if it's staged, even if you, let's say these are just actors, right? See, people are stupid nowadays. Nowadays, people are stupid. So even if these are just actors starring some shit and you say, oh, you know, it's just, you know, these protests are just a bunch of agents and provocateurs and antagonizers. It's still the Lord stirring things up. Because the people that follow them and go along with it, they don't know no better. This, just like January the 6th, you had FBI agents there at the Capitol. But the people that went there to protest the election, they didn't know no better. They didn't know they were getting ready to fall into a booby trap and get locked up. They didn't know. See, prophecy is going to be fulfilled one way or another, right? Woe to the world, 2 Ezra 15:14, woe to the world and them that dwell therein. For the sword
and their destruction draweth nigh. And one people shall stand up and fight against another. And that's what you're seeing. And swords in their hand, for there shall be sedition among men. And that's what they're accusing Trump of, sedition. For there shall be sedition among men and invading one another. They shall not regard their kings. And you see that they're not regarding the president of the United States. They don't take them serious. I remember a time when, I'm old enough to remember, when they used to call, you know, the president, Mr. President. Right? President Bush. You know, President Clinton. President. Even Obama. Now, I'll say that. But Trump came in, they just saw, they just started saying Trump. Biden. You know, it's not even President Biden, it's just Biden. Man, they're not regarding their kings nor their princes. And the course of their actions shall stand in their power. A man shall desire to go into a city and shall not be able. And we saw that during the pandemic. And you know what? We may see that again very soon. Now, Lord willing, we see that sooner than what I believe. You know, I'm saying maybe like 2 years from now, shit really going to hit the fan. But Lord willing, man, I hope this shit hit the fan now. You know? Man, this is, I mean, the things are getting really, really turned up out here. And never mind the fact that people are stupider than they used to be, so they're more gullible. Right? A man shall desire to go into a city and shall not be able to. And when martial law pop off, you're not going to be able to go into, you're not going to be able to say, look, man, I'm here in Maryland. I'm going to go down in Virginia, you know, or, you know, I'm going to go down in North Carolina somewhere, you know, like my family down there, I can't got shit. Martial law pop off, they're going to be like, you can't go, can't leave the state. Hell, you can't leave your city. In true martial law, you won't be able to leave your damn house. Okay? Shit's going to hit the fan. All it takes, you have to understand how close we may be to seeing true martial law. Now, they had that little test run in New York with the subway system. Okay, they allowed the violent crime to get out of control just so they could bring in the National Guard. Ooh. Okay. I said that's a test run. But who's to say that's not setting up for something bigger? All right? Just to see how it would work. Because that's Esau. Esau does that. If you've been in the military, you know they run drills. Before they do anything, they run drills. I've said this time and time again, 2020, the pandemic was nothing but a drill. It was an exercise. They were testing. They were trying to collect data. They were trying to see how many people would conform, how many people would rebel. They collected data. They collected information. They now have an idea of how many people are actually going to go along. How many people are going to rebel? That's what all they wanted was the data. They didn't even want to keep things locked down forever. So they gave these right-wing conservatives this false illusion of a victory. Okay, the Lord chooses your delusions. He made them think that they won, that they, oh, we defeated them by protesting and we defeated the lockdowns. And they think that that's why their powers to be lifted the restrictions. No. The powers that be got what they wanted from 2020 until early 2022 when they dropped the mandates for the jab. See, 2020 was the pandemic. 2021 was the jab. Early 2022
they moved on from that because they got the data that they wanted, and they move on from that narrative into the new narrative, which was Russia versus Ukraine. Don't believe me? Go check the timeline. February of 2022, they dropped the mandates and Russia invaded Ukraine. So it was time to move on to something else. But we're moving into something different. They're done collecting the data, their information. They're getting ready to go into something different. See, now it's time for the real show. Okay. This isn't Trump's first term. This is Trump's second term. And if he's the man to do it, then damn it, he's going to do it soon when he get in that White House. And I believe he is that guy. Now, here's another theory. I don't know, but it could be a situation where he may not get back in there. I believe he will, but let's say he don't. They could do something to stop his ass from getting in there in the first place. And they could pop shit off for Biden in this year and make it so Biden's ass takes all the blame for everything. Because, you know, they got actors pretending to be Biden anyway. Right? He could be the ultimate fall guy. Because nobody else wants to take the blame for the fall, the collapse of America. And if they're going to collapse the economy, why not do it under a puppet leadership, a fake leadership? That's, you know, I want to say something, but that's not Biden, bro. Y'all brothers, come on, man. I hear, and I'm not, you know, come on, bro. I know y'all know better. Y'all have to look at that dude and say that's not the same Joe Biden from 2017, 2016. That's not the same Biden, bro. Come on, man. I know you can see that that's a goddamn skin mask that that man is wearing. Please, please tell me you can see that. You know, I know a lot of brothers aren't really caught up on things, and his brothers are spiritual and they don't really look at shit like that. That's not important. But just come on, man. You know, come on, bro. That's an actor pretending to be Biden. As a matter of fact, there's three people pretending to be Biden, and I'm not going to say their names. I know two of them. I know, when I say I know two of them, I mean I know who two of them are. But we'll leave it there. We are one false flag away. One major false flag away from having all this shit locked down. You could go to sleep one night and wake up the next morning and your whole entire city is locked down. Your whole state is locked down. Don't underestimate it. Stay prayed up. Understand that this is the time, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Because once the famine of the word come and they shut down this internet, you won't have men of the Lord that you get to see from different parts of the country, various states that you can look at and go, okay, you know, I'm going to learn from this brother. I'm going to learn from that brother. No, you get this shit now, man. Cry out to the Lord now. You know, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Why is it saying while he may be found? Because there's going to come a time when he's going to, look, during the time of Noah, Noah prophesied, what was it, 100 years, I believe? Then he closed up the ark. Nobody was able to get into that ark anymore. Look at the word like it's the ark, man. You know, get this word now. Was it Knowledge and wisdom will be the stability of thy time. Wisdom and understanding will be the stability of thy time. Okay. The Lord's name is a strong tower. Right? And the righteous run into it. You got to think about it like this, because this could go down, man. This is a warning. This is a warning. This ain't a show, man. This ain't even a podcast. I'm warning you. I'm telling you. Shit is moving faster than what I thought. I thought 2024, I'm like, hey, you know, probably about 20. But no, the shit is moving, man. Pay attention, bro. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to even upload this shit. Get it, man. I hope you're not just there to be entertained, bro. Shit's about to hit the fan. Shit's about to hit the fan, man. A man shook me. I'm going to go back to 2 Ezra. Sorry, I went on a rant. But, you know, there's a spirit, man. I got to warn you. I'm telling you, man. This is moving faster than what I even thought. I'm like, God damn, they're not playing. You got world. You got Russia, Ukraine. You got Israel and Iran. People done forgot about Russia and Ukraine now. Iran is sending warning shots, letting you know, look, we can hit your targets at any moment. Even though they didn't do that much damage, but they did enough to let them know, look, we can do this for real. You got of course the presidential elections coming up, the right versus the left. And now you got these groups coming up screaming death to America. So that's going to be a collision between them and the far right. Okay, who love America, these patriotic rights, these, you know, these conservative Christians that I keep telling you about. Okay. 2 Ezra 15 and 18, it says, for because of their pride, the city shall be troubled. Right? America's very proud, especially in these big cities. They're very proud. I happen to live in one. And these people are proud as hell. Every day I'm at work, I want to choke people. And they're going to replay that clip and say, oh, look, see, he's a violent person. Well, fuck you, Esau. You know, I'm already on a list anyway. They probably chopped my goddamn head off before it's all over. Whatever. But anyways, it says, for because of their pride, the cities shall be troubled, the houses shall be destroyed, and men shall be afraid. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor. That's what we're seeing. That's what we're seeing, man. These people don't have no pity towards one another. There's no sympathy towards one another. You know? Their hearts have waxed cold. People don't have any more empathy. Okay? A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword and spoil their goods because of the lack of bread and for great tribulation. Now, you think if niggas is acting like this, and when I say niggas, I'm just not just talking about black folk, I'm talking about these Edomites too. If there comes a time of famine, or if it even looks like a famine, you saw how people acted during the pandemic, how they were stocking up on everything, canned goods, toilet paper, paper towels, fighting and shit in the stores. Imagine if a real situation pops off, man. They're not going to have no sympathy. Okay? No pity upon his neighbor, but shall destroy their houses with the sword. And the modern day sword is the gun. Right? And spoil their goods because of the lack of bread and for great tribulation. All right? I want to get
Habakkuk 1 and 4 says, therefore the law is slacked, and judgment doeth not go forth, for the wicked doeth compass about the righteous, therefore wrong judgment proceedeth. And I'm bringing this up because, see, Esau Edom's kingdom, in this current day modern kingdom, right, this new Babylon, this new Egypt, in this kingdom, people are spoiled. People are used to having the best of the best. What we considered ghettos would be considered as good living conditions among the third world countries. Okay. And people look down on the righteous men. Oh, you niggas, you ain't nobody. You ain't nobody special. But when that judgment comes, when that judgment comes, you know who they're going to remember? They're going to remember the men of the Lord. I promise you. I promise you. When shit hit the fan, they're going to remember the men of the Lord. When these prophecies, and in the end, it shall speak and not lie. I'm not even going to get it. Okay? I wear it out. I know. But when these prophecies start to come to pass and you start seeing these things, you know, the scriptures tell you, then you will know that there was a prophet among you, right? Right? When these things come to pass, then they will know that there was a prophet among them. They will know. They will know in that day. They will know. All right? And you're going to be the first people, if you ever warned anybody, I promise you, you'll be the first person. I know because my ex did it. During 2020, because back in 2009, before I even came into the truth, I was telling her about this shit. You know, martial law, you know, these different diseases and famines and things that are going to come upon the world. And when the pandemic hit, she was like, oh shit. She called me every night. Oh yeah, shit wasn't funny. I wasn't crazy then. I wasn't a conspiracy theorist then. And every once in a while, still, she'll call, hey, what you doing? I know what you want. She want to get my perspective on what's going on. See how much longer she got. But see, look, I don't know when the end's going to come. I know we're close to that time. I know we're close. See, it's funny. You go from being just a nigga that's crazy and you're a conspiracy theorist to, hey, so what's going on now? I saw this on the news. What's about to happen? No, what's about to happen is judgment. Okay, matter of fact, let me get Habakkuk 2:16. I told you I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to get the other one. Habakkuk 2:16. Thou art filled with shame for glory. Drink thou also, and let thy foreskin be uncovered. The cup of the Lord's right hand shall be turned unto thee, and shameful spewing shall be on thy glory. Okay, it's going to be a shameful spewing on Esau's glory. And what is his glory? His kingdom. There will be sedition among men, violence, no pity. Putin done already dropped the bomb with the icons, the Russian icons. Okay. For the violence of Lebanon shall cover thee, and the spoil of beasts, which made them afraid because of men's blood, and for the violence of the land of the city, and of all that dwell therein. What profiteth the graven image that the maker thereof have given it? Now, what is Jesus Christ going to do for you in that day? What is sweet baby Jesus gonna do for you in that day? Nothing. If you ain't calling on Yahweh while Yahweh shy, you fucked. I'll tell you right now. Excuse my language. I'm telling you. I don't know how much longer I'm gonna be here. I don't know. I don't know, man. Shit's getting real. It's been real, but this is realer than real. It's too much happening at once, okay? This is not a game. This is not a test anymore.
They did the test in 2020. I'm telling you, I don't know when they're going to pull a trigger on this shit. I just know that they're getting ready to pull it. What profiteth the graven image? And this is, when I say, look, graven images, you can make graven images out of anything. There's some niggas that worship Drake. There's some niggas that worship Tupac. Biggie. Okay? Some niggas that worship their mother. Okay? Their father. Not many that worship their father because they usually don't respect their father. But you got a lot of dear mama ass niggas running around. Okay? Right? Tell me I'm lying. Okay? Nothing wrong with loving your mother and father. As a matter of fact, you're supposed to respect your mother and father, but you're not supposed to worship them. Okay? You're not supposed to worship these rap idols and these Hollywood stars. Because in that day, Taylor Swift ain't gonna give a shit about you. Tupac ain't coming out the grave to come save you, nigga. I don't care how much you listen to Hail Mary. You can come with me, nigga. You ain't no Tupac not going nowhere. Okay, he gonna lay his ass right there. Okay. I'm talking about the body anyway. Spirit, you know, if he really died, the spirit is with the Lord. So, you know. Y'all know what I'm saying. You better learn to call on Yahweh and when Yahweh Shah. These graven images are not gonna do it when the shit hit the fan. When martial law kicks off, and you won't be able to go from one city to the next, my nigga. Generational wealth ain't going to do it. Because you got all these red pill niggas on the internet telling you we need to build up generational wealth. Okay? We need to break this generational curse. First of all, the only thing that's going to break the curses is Yahweh Shah's return. Nigga. You ain't breaking no goddamn generational. We as black people, we got a generational curse. We got to break this generational curse. Y'all niggas wait to the end of the world. Here it is. We're this close. We're this close to the end of the world. Now y'all niggas want to break our generational curse. Man, if you don't sit your black ass down somewhere, we gonna put our money together and we gonna invest in the market. You know, we gonna get on cryptocurrency. Y'all niggas is retarded. This world's about to end, dude. It's over. Let it go. Like they say, what's that saying? Let go and let God. Well, nigga, do like Frozen and let it go. Okay, because Yahweh B'Hashem Yahweh Shah is in control of this movie. He's a director. He's a producer. Okay? And he determines who's going to make the cut and who's not. All right? He chose the beginning and the ending. You understand? He gave us the ending. He didn't tell us the day or the hour, but what he did tell us is what to look for and the signs that we will see, and we're seeing them. Make thy calling and election sure. Run. Make thy calling and election sure. This is not a game. This is not a drill. This is not a test. Trust me. I'm telling you. I don't know, man. I really don't. How about Shimmy? How Shah is my witness, man. When I saw this shit today, I said, oh, shit. See, the civil wars that are going to pop off in this country are going to help lead to the mark of the beast. Don't forget about the border. See, all these things are going to lead to the microchip, to the mark of the beast, the surveillance state, the police state. See, why you got these groups running around talking about death to America, you also still have the border wide open. You have these military-aged men coming right on in. what the fuck do you think is about to go down? And the FBI is saying that there's a great chance of an imminent terrorist threat right here in the U.S. They did the same thing right before 9/11. They were showing you Osama bin Laden is the number one terrorist. He's the most wanted man on the FBI list. And then 2001 came and boom, there you go. I'm trying to tell you, man, get your house in order. I'm talking to myself as well. I'm dropping every damn thing, man. Fuck the world. This world's gone. As far as I'm concerned, this world is over already. What profit if, again, the second verse is just 15 and 18. What profit is the graven image that the maker thereof have graven it? The molten image and a teacher of lies that the maker of his work trusts therein to make dumb idols. Because these idols can't do nothing for you. They're not going to save you. When them stormtroopers come in, them UN troops with the blue hats, some of them won't even be in uniform. When they come for you, calling on these dumb idols is not going to save you, man. You had these Israelite groups running around talking about Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And they're going to get stomped on, man. The Lord is not dealing with Jesus Christ. Okay? Not dealing with Jesus Christ. Stop playing. The Lord ain't playing. He's not playing. It's time to take the Lord seriously. And if you don't take the Lord seriously, then he's seriously going to deal with you. Woe unto him that saith to the wood, awake, and to the dumb stone, arise. It shall teach. Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no breath at all in the midst of it. It cannot save you. The love of many wax cold. It will not save you. These dumb idols will not save you. Your favorite teacher will not save you. Yashima Zakar cannot save you. Okay? I can't do shit for you. All I can do is tell you and warn you, seek the Lord while he may be found. That's all I can do, man. I can't jump through this microphone and lift you up to the chariots, bro. When they cut this off, man, that's it. Playtime over. I don't know, man. I don't know how much longer we got. But I pray that, you know, I know it's going to reach the hope, you know, the elect of the Lord. We're going to get it. But, you know, for all of you that want to continue to play and think you're just going to be here screaming, Qualm Yashala forever, and who got on the best garment, just know this. You have groups set up that are now making the political mainstream news that are screaming death to America. In a time when this country is on the brink of war. And you want to play. Instead of asking the Lord to give you his word and put it inside of you so you're ready, you'd be willing and able to stand. That's on you. Your blood is off my hands.
And Shalom, it's Brother Yashima Zakar from the Israelite Report, IsraeliteTimes.com. Upon my watch, all praises are definitely due. to Yahweh, by Hashem Yahweh Shai. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. I'm going to go ahead and get this going because I know everybody's talking about the situation with Iran and Israel, small hatters. And, you know, I'm excited, but I'm not that excited because I know that prophecy must be fulfilled and we haven't even scratched the surface yet. There's certain things that need to happen first. So, yeah, you know, I'm excited because things are really moving in the right direction for us. But I said it before, I'll say it again. I'm waiting for the collapse of the economy. I'm waiting for the mark of the beast to be rolled out. And so, yeah, you got a lot of these podcasters that are telling you the world's going to end tomorrow. And, oh, my God, you know, this is the end of the world right now. And, you know, yeah, it's true. The shit's going to hit the fan. But, no, the world ain't necessarily going to end tomorrow. There are things that need to happen first. We need, you know, the time of Jacob's trouble, mark of the beast, you know, the microchip. These are the things that we're really waiting for. World War III is, well, it's really kicking off right now, but we're looking for deliverance. We're looking to get the hell up out of here. And we know that these things must need be. We know we need to go through Jacob's trouble, time of Jacob's trouble, hour of temptation with the mark of the beast. So the situation now in Iran, the situation with Iran and Israel is, again, it's another precursor. I'm sorry to tell you, bearer of bad news, but it's just another precursor or preview of what's to come. And CBS News did a report, and I'm probably going to be late by the time I release this. CBS News did a report. Israel says Iran's missile and drone attack largely thwarted. Okay, it was largely thwarted, meaning they basically were able to counter it or defend themselves. It said it was thwarted with very little damage caused. In other words, Iran wasn't able to do what they wanted to do, cause major damage. It says, it says air raid sirens and loud booms sounded across Israel Saturday evening after Iran launched a barrage of missiles and drones at the country in a retaliatory attack. But Israeli officials said the assault was almost entirely thwarted by air defense systems and with the help of the U.S. and Israel's other allies. Okay, so that was to be expected. You know, if you understand prophecy, you know you're not quite at that time yet. And so you have these, like I said, you have these alarmists, these people that are telling you, oh, the world's going to end right now. No, relax. What you should be doing is making sure that you get yourself right with Yahweh Bashem Yahweh Shah. That's what you should be doing right now, because when it hits the fan, trust me, you won't have these damn podcasters up there telling you it's going to hit the fan. When the shit hits the fan, first of all, the Lord said he's coming like a thief in the night. Okay? take heed now. You know, I always say, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. You know, take heed now. And build your faith in the Lord now find yourself, you know, so that you might find yourself worthy. All right. But it says more than 300 missiles and drones were fired from Iran towards Israel. Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari said, virtually all of the weapons were intercepted before entering Israeli territory, and he reported only minor damage to one military base from the few ballistic missiles that did land in the country. Hagari confirmed that a 10-year-old girl had been severely injured. She was injured by shrapnel, but said, as far as we know, there are no additional casualties. So, I just want to emphasize and make sure that you understand that prophecy must be fulfilled. These things must need be. We got to go through things. But this is a step in the right direction. Okay. We are getting there. You just got to hold on. And I know it's hard. It's difficult. We want to get out of here. You know, we hate this place. We're tired of seeing this shit. We're tired of going through this shit. Many brothers are going through heartbreaks and feeling like a failure in this world. Well, first of all, this world hates you any goddamn way. I know for damn sure it hates me, and fuck this world and motherfuck everybody. And you got to have that attitude walking through this shit. Or you ain't going to make it. Because this is about to get nasty. These spirits are turned up on these people. I'm going to give you a quick little testimony. I actually seen this shit. I've actually seen, this happens from time to time. I've seen, I'll give you an example, right? Just an example. Like, I can go into a bank and, I'll go in there. This quick example, a woman is there and, she got an attitude. I'm trying to get, trying to get help for something or whatever. I'm just using an example. And I'm trying to talk to her about something. Got an attitude, already acting like a bitch. Okay. And then I'm like, well, I'm leaving. Fuck. I'm thinking to myself, nah, I'm fucking leaving. This bitch ain't gonna give me the answers that I'm looking for. The spirit could jump on her and say, I'm going to help this guy out, right? Come back with a different spirit, different attitude. And then just after she finished helping me, then the spirit, the demon jumped back on her. Now this bitch hates me all over again after she just got finished helping me and being nice to me. So that's going to happen, okay? You're going to run into situations where you're going to see these demons jump on people to just fuck with you. Okay, because we're in a lot of Job. Okay, and we got a lot to go through still. Bearer of bad news, I know, but this is the truth. This is, I got to give you the truth. We're going to go through the hour of temptation. We're going to do, it is what it is, man. This is our lot. So for all of these doomsday preppers and people that told you the world was going to end, as soon as Iran struck Israel with whatever they could strike it with. And we don't even know what's real because a lot of this shit is fake CGI. I've been trying to tell brothers, I don't think a lot of people are really paying attention. It surprises me. That, you got a lot of people walking around with skin masks and what do they call them?
Yeah, the skin mask, you know. Elon Musk, the people that caught this guy with a skin mask on. We don't even know who's playing him from time to time. Joe Biden, for sure. But I'm just using them as an example. We don't know who's who running around here. There's a lot of fake shit going on, a lot of CGI. We don't know what's real with this situation with Israel and Iran. Lord willing, I pray that it's real and that it's really getting hyped up. You know, turned up, I mean, right? Because it could just be hype. But I hope it is getting turned up for real. All right? More than 300 missiles and drones, again, back to CBS, more than 300 missiles and drones were fired from Iran toward Israel. Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Daniel Hagari said. Now, Israel has that, what they call the Iron Dome, right? And they have a great defense mechanism in place. So they were basically able to intercept most of the missiles that were fired at them. Okay. It says the Iranian, this is a quote from Hagari. It says the Iranian threat met the aerial and technological superiority of the IDF, I believe that's the Israeli Defense Force or Federation, Israeli Defense Federation, along with a strong fighting coalition, which together intercepted the overwhelming majority of the threats. 99% of the threats launched towards Israeli territory were intercepted. Now, he could be lying. He could be lying. I don't know. But they keep saying that very little damage was done, and they're basically boasting and bragging. It says out of over 120 ballistic missiles, only a few cross into Israeli territory. With the rest being intercepted, these fell at the, I believe that's Nevatim Air Force Base, causing only minor damage to infrastructure. Okay, and that came from the IDF spokesperson. So the United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency meeting. So by the time I release this, that meeting will have already taken place. But you see the times that we're in. You see the direction we're heading in. So again, war is on the mind of these people. Regardless of what's real and what's fake, war is inevitable. Okay, we will see World War III at some point. And it's a beautiful thing, but just understand that prophecy must be fulfilled. We are going to enter into a time of Jacob's trouble, time like never seen before, and that microchip is coming. Okay, as a matter of fact, Bill Gates and, you know, the WEF, they're testing right now in Kenya, chipping children, for what I'm hearing. I got to go back and look it over, but I'm really looking for the crash of the economy, some sort of terrorist situation in the U.S. to kick off a situation where they feel like they have to chip or they can justify chipping everyone. That's what I really am looking for. The wars with Israel, Iran, and you know, the situation in Gaza, okay, that's cool. But that's just a build up for what's to happen in the you know, on the back end for World War III. World War III isn't gonna really take place until that chip is mandated. So that's what I'm saying. These doomsday prepper podcasters will have you think every day the world's going to end. The Alex Joneses of the world, the Canadian prepper, that guy. There's other people, I can't think of them right now. But every day it's like, oh, God, this is it. This is it. This is over. Oh, my God. You better get your money. You better get your water. You better get your food. You better, every day. But, yeah, should you stay on your watch? Of course. Should you stay alert? Of course. But prophecy must be fulfilled. These things must needs be. So we got to go through these things prior to that big moment, World War III, which will lead to our deliverance.
I want to get this in the book of Joel, third chapter, ninth verse. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. And this is the Lord, this is the Lord's doing. Okay, all the media hype is bullshit. This is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord stirring up the minds of these mighty men, these men in positions of power. Okay, he's doing it. Now, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Lord is in control of all of this. There's a set time. An appointed time that the Lord has set. We're looking at a preview, a precursor to a big event, much bigger than what happened in September of 2001, much bigger than what happened with the pandemic in 2020, much bigger than Hiroshima. This is an appointed time that was set by the Lord. So, yeah, we hastening the day of the Lord, but understand that it is set for an appointed time. And what the Lord is doing right now is he's stirring up the minds of these leaders. Netanyahu is in trouble. From my understanding, and a lot of brothers have brought this out, and I, you know, I can't stand, me keep it real. And thank you, Dwada, to all the brothers and sisters that send me news articles and things that is going on around the world. Dwada, Yahweh Bashimi, I was shy, be with you. You know, may he bless you, your loved ones. But, I can't stand these small hats. Like me speaking, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of breaking away from the point, but me speaking as a man, me personally, because we all have our own little personal triggers, I hate these small hats more than I can't stand looking at them. It's hard for me to sometimes it's hard for me to even cover what's going on over there in the Holy Land in Israel, because I can't stand these small hats. You want to talk about something that triggers me and gets under my skin? It's seeing these little fucking small hats with their little fucking, I forget what they call it. The damn thing they put on that little small hat that they put on their head. I forget what they call it. I want to put my fucking hands around their neck. Because the elites of them know that they're not the real people. And they mock us and make mockery of us, right? You have your people like Leo Cohen, who runs the music industry, who basically he's pretty much said, I don't care if you niggas are promoting death in your culture, as long as I'm making money. He basically said that on The Breakfast Club with Charlamagne and this Bati boy, DJ Envy. I call him the banana Bati boy because he looked like a banana. Okay? And that
that pass around Angela Yee when she used to be there. Now they got Jess Hilarious on there. But I hate them so much. And that's one of my triggers. Is just looking at them. Knowing that they know that they're not the people. Just as much as I hate these niggas, I can't stand these small hatters, these J-ish people that are pretending to be us and they ain't us. The real Judah is here. So-called black man, okay? And they're so proud and arrogant. And I've had to work with them from time to time. And they are arrogant as fuck. I hate them. What a perfect hatred. That's why I don't cover them so much, because you'll hear me drop the F-bomb a lot. But that was done on purpose. The Lord said he would provoke us, or damn, I forget how I go. We'd be jealous. Help me out. Somebody post the scripture. Damn. You know, but it's just like this. I know it's the Lord doing it. Like, the Lord is rubbing it in our face. Like, look, I got these people who are nobody. They're pieces of shit. But I'm going to take them and give them the power to pretend like they're you. And all the greatness that you are, they're going to take that and, you know, all the things you're supposed to have, all the protections you're supposed to have, I'm going to give it to them for a moment to show you what happens when you deal in wickedness, or when you submerge yourself in wickedness. See, this is a lesson that we're going through, so that when we inherit the kingdom, right? Well, what did this... I hate to say it like this, but what did the serpent say? You know, told Eve, you will know good and evil. Well, we understand what it's like to be on that other side, on that left-hand side of evil, to feel the wrath of the Most High. It's not good. You know? This is why we're hastening today. I'm going to get back to it. I'm sorry. Joel 3:9, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war. And there's who's preparing war? It's the Lord. Netanyahu is in trouble, from what I understand. He's getting into a lot of trouble, and he is trying to avoid jail time, prison, because of, something he did. Crimes against humanity. And like I said, and the reason why I went on that little tangent, that little rant, was because from what I hear, I don't really go into Israeli news because I'll get pissed off. Just hearing them call themselves that, I want to fucking do something. Okay, that's one of my triggers. Everybody has a trigger. Okay, I fucking hate them. Now, I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of looking at them. I'm tired of them pretending like they're the people. You are not the people of the Lord. You fucking bastards. Out of everything that we've been through slavery, Jim Crow, being brought to a lower state, the hangings, the lynchings, the Trail of Tears, what they did to the Native Americans, okay, pushing them on the reservations, the conquistadors with the Latino tribes, you know, the northern, what they've done to the southern and the northern tribes. One of the things that fucking gets under my goddamn skin is seeing them little fucking rat bastards walking around pretending to be us. You are not the fucking, you are not. I want to slap that fucking hat off of their head. That little small hat. I want to slap the shit off of it. Them and that goddamn hat. Stomp the shit out of it. that's why I don't cover them as much. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of looking at them. And you should hear the way they talk about so-called black men. Man, if you knew what I know, some brothers know and some, you know, some people just look at them like, well, you know, they're pretending to be the Jews and they're not. But it's worse than that. Them motherfuckers, they funded the slave trade. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war. Wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. And that's what's happening right now. All of these nations, because Russia, Magog, Gog of Magog, right? They have become a guard unto these other nations. So just wait until Russia gets involved in this shit. Mother Russia. And people don't understand prophecy and don't understand scriptures. And they might say, why are y'all niggas cheering on Russia? First of all, fuck Russia. It's not about Russia. I'm in a bad mood. And the brother predicted, he said, you're going to get in a bad mood before the week is over. And he was right. Hell with Russia. It's not about that. What it's about is hastening the day of the Lord. When you see Israel, Iran, and Russia involved in conflict, that's time for excitement, for you to get excited. It doesn't mean the world's going to end tomorrow. But damn it, we've come a long way from where we were. We don't know the exact day or hour, and even Yahweh Shah said that. Nobody knows but the Father, the Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Okay? But damn it, we're closer than where we were. Why? Because the weak are now saying they are strong. The weak. See, this is beautiful. Even though CBS News reports and many different news reports have saying that Iran wasn't able to do much with their attacks, the fact of the matter is they were bold enough to do that. See, that tells you that it's a different mindset. And that's what I'm trying to get across. And I'm doing a bad job of it. So lock it. It's a different mindset, a different mentality now. Let the weak say, I'm strong. That means that they're growing a pair, as they would say in the military. Grow a pair. You know, you come in the military acting like a bitch, all bitched up and whatever. They say, motherfucker, grow a pair. Okay, sound off. You know, you can't be, you know, they tell you to sound off, you know, say your name out loud. State your name, your rank. And you, my name is Airman, such and such and such, and my rank. Yeah, Airman First Class. Did motherfucker grow a pair? Say your goddamn name and your rank like a man, right? So they're growing a pair, right? Okay? Clutch your nuts, nigga. That's what it means, okay? In, you know, in nigga terms. nigga, man up. And so Iran is manning up. Okay, they manning up. They grew a pair. Even if it wasn't successful, it's the fact that, see, again, it's the Lord stirring up their mind to do this. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Who's preparing war? It ain't these leaders. It's the Lord. It's the Most High putting it in their spirit, man, putting it in their mind. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, okay? And your pruning hooks into spears, meaning we not doing this farming shit no more. We're going to turn, it's like, imagine, I put it like this, like imagine you're on a farm and, you know, I'm not a farmer. I grew up in, you know, the city areas. My dad did, you know, you got your hoe. Not woman hoe, like a ratchet bitch hoe, but I mean like a hoe, like, you know, a garden tool, right? You from the country, you from the South, you know what I mean when I say hoe. You got your garden tool and you know, you're using it for your garden, but then somebody run up on your property, you could take that same tool and use it to beat somebody's ass. All right. So it's that's what it's saying. Beat your plowshares into swords, okay? And your pruning hooks into spears, right? Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come all ye heathen and gather yourselves together round about thither. Cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. And we are so close, man, closer than we were before. It's amazing looking back. When I first came into this truth, I was wanting the fucking world to end immediately. I look into it now and I go, damn. I didn't realize how much needed to happen until we got to this point. But that's just my personal, you know. But the times we're in now, things are really speeding up. And I took the piss out of the story from CBS because I wanted, I don't know, you know, who's listening. I get different people listening from all different, you know, walks of life since I did this podcast on this channel. So different people come with different ideas and different opinions. You need to understand that you're going to hear wars and rumors of wars. You're going to hear all these preppers always telling you every goddamn day the world's going to end. Look, chill out. Chill out. Seek Yahweh by Hashem Yahweh Shah. Ask the Lord to forgive you for all your sins, right? As I do every day, because I'm telling you, I don't feel worthy for shit. Man, sometimes it's like, damn, man, the Lord gonna judge me. But you know, sometimes it's crazy because I'll be in that mindset like, Lord, you gonna judge me. You gonna take me out. But then I remember, look, it's the fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom, knowledge and understanding, by the way. So we're supposed to have that fear. It doesn't feel good, but we're supposed to have that fear. Because when these times come in, like when World War III, by the time we get to World War III, oh, you're going to be gone through some shit. Time of Jacob's trouble, the microchip. Okay. We're heading in that direction right now. Let the weak say, I am strong. And right now, they have a different attitude than what they had some years ago. Because there was a time when the U.S. and Israel, right, were the king bullies on the block, and everyone was afraid of them. What Iran just did was show that they have grown a pair. Let the weak say, I am strong.